Welcome to the next episode of the Leader Podcast.
We're choosing so weird because, like, I got this logo, you got that logo. Right? We should be choosing like this.
I know.
Just like blank sided of mugs.
What's also, we've never taken a drink, mainly because my cup is totally empty.
Speak for yourself. I'm over here chugging coffee.
Yeah, I didn't plan well for that.
It's Monday morning.
Let's do a leader shout out. Yeah, let me tell you a story that I heard. A little story about a friend you might know. His name is Timothy Smith. So Tim went to summer camp like many of you.
Yeah, he did.
And we noticed a little bit, just a kind of a group of guys hanging around with Tim. Not seniors, right? Tim is part of our FSO leadership team. So a lot of times the kids that are most connected to him are seniors. These were maybe eighth graders, like between eighth grade and freshman. A little bit like the dirt around Pigpen everywhere he went. They just kind of were, you know? And in a conversation with him, found out through gossip, thank you, Katie Sutton, that
Time to switch your wristband over.
That Tim started building a friendship with these guys.
Yeah.
Found out all of their league sports in the summer.
Wow.
And went to every single kid's game through the whole summer.
Sounds hot.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I'm just like, I love you guys, but if it's over 85 degrees, you're on your own. Like, there's a very small
window.
So
you're only going to kids' sports games in December.
Yeah, pretty much like between 70 and 85, that's my limit. But Tim and a lot of Tim's buddies, Tim, Kara, the Wheelers, his buddy Kara, and lots of you guys do that. But I just found it so... honestly, like, special.
Yeah, that's
that
awesome,
in
man.
The
Way
summer
to go.
It wasn't a high school, like, he couldn't pull it off a website. Those kids had to give him those dates.
Yeah,
he got the dates, he went to every single one.
That
so good job,
is
Tim.
Fantastic.
Yeah, proud of you.
Good let's job. Give something away.
All right, let's
how's that sound
away.
So again, all these names, you all went to the National Day of Volunteer Youth.
Oh, we're still doing
training.
That great. Love that.
And speaking of camp,
yeah,
I have the retro version of the 2023
sweet
camp shirt.
Burn the ships.
Yep. No, that wasn't it. That was from our last trip.
Oh, what was it?
Walk the Plank.
Oh, yeah, Walk the Plank. I knew it was one of those pirate things.
giving stuff away, man.
I love it.
Pretend
walk
like
the,
that never existed.
Walk
you stuffed
the
it
plank.
From your mind and
listen,
you only ever worked here.
100%. That's a super great song from For King and Country. That's where I was pulling it.
Yeah, story time, before story time, we had a guy who was in charge of programming at our last church, and at that event, he made everyone sing
that
in
song,
a microphone on the stage.
A song that nobody knew.
No, we had to, like, learn it, like, during the day, and I felt so weird.
Yeah.
You know what's funny? Like, I'll preach, I'll get up on stage, no issues, but you make me sing, I felt, like, exposed.
Yeah. Yeah. It probably wasn't our finest hour.
But I
wasn't sad when it was over. I'll just say that.
Yeah,
that
one of the guys just never even made
he
it.
Just
he's
didn't
like,
do
oh,
it.
Sorry,
he was like,
I was
yeah.
talking.
Yeah. He found an excuse to be too late to get there.
I was like, dang it.
We
should have
followed him.
We should have
followed his lead.
Yeah.
Right. All right. Who's winning this
the
thing?
The winner is...
Kara Smith.
There you
it's
go.
It's all in the family. All right, Kara, your shirt will be in the Leader Lounge on Sunday.
On Sunday.
Great. We're talking about known. So welcome wanted, known needed. Known is kind of the third phase in this project, and it's the one that takes a little bit more time. Welcomed and wanted, pretty quick and easy. Like, use a kid's name, look them in the face.
It can happen
card.
During
right.
programming.
Yeah, 100%.
Sunday mornings, Wednesday nights.
Known takes a little bit more effort. Known means that you're finding out personal details about this student's life that they are willingly sharing with you.
Yeah.
So you kind of got to figure out some ways to go about that, because if you just walk up to a student and say, hey, tell me some personal details about you that I don't know, they're going to tell you nothing. They might tell you their
nothing
dog's name.
Nothing meaningful.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. But some good ways to kind of stoke that fire. On Sunday morning, or when you're in a group or any kind of huddle, share highs and lows. What was great about your week? What was terrible about your week? I know sometimes we don't have tons of time on Sunday morning. Mm-hmm. So a really good way to do that is to just have kids draw numbers and mm-hmm. then call out a number, and that kid gets to share the high, and call out a different number, and that kid gets to share a low. Mm-hmm. And it's not every kid every week that lessens a little bit of the time factor that
sure.
it drains from. But it also gives multiple kids an opportunity to share.
Or
so,
you can have them share in your group chat. like you can also as throw it go in the group chat throughout the week. Like that's yeah. you know, not yeah. a great
what
way.
Was great about today? Yeah. I hardly ever ask on Wednesday. A lot of times on Wednesday I'll ask kids like, how was your week? Except I never ask them how was their week. I tell them what was the best thing that happened to you today. Make those questions a little bit more specific than just highs and lows, yeah. and you glean a lot more information. Yeah. Another thing are those prayer journals in your baskets. Kids are never more honest than they are when they're asking you to pray for them.
Yeah.
Now, sometimes, depending on your grade, they're just praying for their sick dog over and over and over again because he ate grapes and it almost killed him, right?
That's like the fifth thing ago that he did. Talking about my dog.
That dog is has a death wish for sure.
Yeah, but he will never die.
Or he's just fearless. Yeah, I think he's just fearless.
He is.
But anyway, if a kid's sharing, you know, kind of random goofy things, that's okay. You want them to do that. And you want to follow up with the next week, hey, how's your dog doing, Nick?
Yeah.
Right? It shows that you remembered their story.
Yep.
And you wanted to ask them about it. So two quick and easy ways to help them feel known.
Yeah.
Now, more than that, sometimes you'll have students that I love the way teenagers share hard stuff because they slide it in the middle of a non-hard conversation. So you might be talking about sports and they'll pop in with, yeah, my parents separated last week. And also we had pizza for dinner.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so that's their way of signaling you there's something going that they want you to know about.
Yeah.
But it's too tough or maybe too painful to just sit down and have a straight on conversation about it.
Well, here's the thing. A teenager will say it, an adult will just ignore it.
Yeah. Well, like, it feels weird
in
that spot.
You won't tell me that, you listening, watching right now.
Yeah.
You'll just keep it to yourself whenever it's difficult because you got to figure it out yourself. A teenager does want that support, but they don't know how to say it. Just like we don't, frankly,
right.
let's be honest.
Yeah. So they're just better at doing that. Yeah. They're just better at doing that.
And they don't mind the awkwardness or / don't notice that it's awkward.
Right.
Just
exactly. And maybe they do. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter because they know you care about them, mm-hmm. right? So when they throw off some random thing that's going on in their house or at school or in their head that's just tough, don't ever let that moment go. It can be easy to be like, it's awkward. There are 1,000 people around. I'm not sure. If they brought it into the conversation, they are okay talking about it. Right then, probably, definitely right after.
Yep.
So never lose an opportunity to ask a kid about a tough thing that they shared. And in fact, please do that. Please do that. Please lean into their toughest times. They're signaling you because they need you.
The fact is known takes the longest of my time. Like this morning I had breakfast with a dad of one of our students and I learned so much more about this kid. I never would have known. I probably could have if I would have taken the time and that's what I did. Like having breakfast, you know, that helped fill in and give me more well-rounded view of this kid's life. And the fact is, like Darren always says, like you can't do that for every single one of your students. So it might feel like unfair to do that for a particular student or any one student.
Yeah.
But fight through that and do for one what you wish you could do for all.
Yeah.
So
for sure. Story time.
Yeah.
Story time. This is fun.
All right. So we had our 4 seniors only opening night cookout or whatever. The first night of that for our seniors.
The kickoff cookout. I was wondering if you were going to call it by the right name. I was waiting.
I have no idea what that thing was called. I just know I had to be here.
It was the FSO cookout kickoff.
Yeah.
Kickoff cookout.
We didn't make a graphic for it. Like, so I have no clue. It just existed somewhere on the internet.
It was super fun. We had
the dark web.
We had some good seniors there who were excited about the next year. And
No shade at all. It was great.
Oh, no. I didn't think you were shading.
But anyway, it was a great event. We had one of our not senior students. Are we not sharing names? Let me re-say that.
Yeah.
We had one of our not senior students come and run tech for us.
Yeah, we did.
No names being shared in order to hide identity.
Protect the innocent.
Deep voices and stuff like
that. Or guilty.
I can't even get...
Yeah, you did terrible. That was awful.
So anyway, at the end of the event, there was a lot of leftovers.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just normal.
Yeah.
You don't want to run rather out
have
of
too
food.
Yeah, we'd rather have too much than not enough.
And by a lot, we say in the realm of 50 hot dogs. I mean, like a fair bit of leftovers.
Well, because everybody picked hamburgers, to be fair. Yeah.
Yeah, I think there's like 8 hamburgers left
and a like box this big of hot dogs.
58 hot dogs.
Yeah, it was huge.
And so this student, we just were trying to give it away. We're like, do you want any of this food?
And basically he was like, all of it. I'll take it all. Yeah. We're like, all right, you can have whatever you want. He just started raking it in. Yeah. Man. Yeah. Yeah. Just like almost like hold a box at the end of the table and just.
And then at the end, he had us take this picture right here. Face is blurred.
the face is totally not blurred.
Face is blurred and said, just looted the church.
Is it looting if you give them permission, though? I don't think it
is. No, but the funniest part is that he asked, like, please take this picture so I can post this. Like,
he's getting Instagram credit.
Yeah, exactly.
Right there. Love it. Let's crash land this thing. Love you guys.